yourselves, and maybe that will prompt a little bit, and then as we go along, there's a microphone that will be handed around. Who has the microphone? So we can identify that person. She has the microphone, and you can ask questions as we go through the proceedings, and then there'll be availability for one-on-one as well. A special shout-out before we begin to Umbro. There are representatives from Umbro here. Could you identify yourself? A couple people right there. Thanks to them. There's a big event happening at Lamport Stadium in advance of the game on Friday, and it will conclude with a march for the stadium. So a big thank you to Umbro for doing their part to try and help out promote this game and make the stadium as red as possible on Friday evening. Don't forget that tickets, you can promote this as well. Tickets are still available at Ticketmaster, and the lowest price tickets are only $20, and that will also get you on the grounds of the CNE. So if you want to help push that, put that information along as well, that would be great. So let's get it underway. Canada begins World Cup qualifying Friday night. As you all know, it's a group of three other teams. Included in the group are St. Lucia, Puerto Rico, and St. Kitts. It's a home and away playing each team, and the winner of that group will advance to what we always like to call the semifinal stage, which will take place next year. So it's a group that everybody figures Canada should win, and I'm sure that these three gentlemen here would agree with that. So let's start by asking you, Stephen, maybe just a comment on your team in general. You picked largely the same team that you have to go up. Not exclusively, but I think there's 16 players from that squad. Could you elaborate a little bit on the selection?
Well, I kind of went through two phases. Obviously, there was the initial selection, and then with the season going on, there were some injuries, etc. But overall, I tried to create a balance in the team and make sure that we had two positions covered. In terms of the selection. And basically, we ran into a little sort of complication on Wednesday and Thursday, but we've got it rectified.
So the squad that you have is a squad that should win this group easily. We know that these teams are far less in terms of their quality. Puerto Rico is probably the best of the bunch. Would you be disappointed if your team doesn't win these games and score a bunch of goals and really crush the teenagers?
Well, disappointed is a strong word. I think the objective is to win the group. If there are situations where we stumble and things don't go as it should, it is always a situation that can be rectified. But I think the objective is to win the group, to play consistently. And first and foremost, that's what we need to do.
Okay. Simeon, a question for you. You're called into the team here, and as you begin a new part of your career in the English Premier League with Norwich, congratulations on being part of that squad. Talk a little bit about what that training camp has been like in the first couple of games as you lead into World Cup qualifying. How you can transfer that success into success with the national game?
It's been good. I've had a good preseason on my belt, and having the first couple of games is obviously good, even though I haven't played much. But it's good to get this kind of games underway so early in the season. So hopefully I'll come in and because I'm fresh, and I'll be able to.
Scoring goals for this team is always an issue. The team didn't score enough goals at the Gold Cup, as you know. Do you feel that you have to be one of those guys to put the ball in the back of the net?
That's what it's about when you're a striker. You have to score goals, and that's what you're judged on. So, looking into the game, it's going to be good to get some goals on the board and obviously play well. But it's about winning the group, and it doesn't matter how many goals you score as long as you win.
Atiba, let's talk to you a little bit. You're coming off an injury that you sort of, I guess, aggravated or was lingering during the Gold Cup, and you had to bail out a little bit early there. Talk a little bit about what's happened since in terms of your physical health and where you are right now.
I had an injury, a little bit of a tweak in the World Cup, and it's something that I had for a little bit of time. Done the operation, and I've been coming back, taking the right step, trying not to come back too quickly. Something that I feel a little bit smart about, and just been going in the right direction, I'm sure. And day by day, getting stronger and comfortable and confident. So, pretty much, I've told the match.
I think Steven said at the conference call the other day that you'd have to be careful with people like you because you are coming back from injury. Do you feel as though that you can go up there and play 90 minutes on Friday night or maybe not?
Yeah, well, I got the chance to play 90 minutes with my club about a week ago, and I had a good feeling, and yeah, it was always important to see how many you got after that, and it was positive, so I feel like all, you know,
one more question for Stephen, and then we'll open it up to questions from the floor. Stephen, going into this series of games against these teams, St. Lucia, Puerto Rico, it's obviously a lot more games than you would have played under the old format at this stage. In the old format, it was just a home and away against a single team. I've talked to several of the players. Some love the fact that there are more games because they feel it's good for the team to get more games under the belt as a unit and progress together. Some guys feel that maybe there are a lot of games. What is your opinion on this?
Well, I think you could speculate one way or the other. The fact is that's what the format is now. We weren't in the top six of the ranking, and we weren't there, ironically, because we were playing games at a very high level. But I think if you look at it, these games are going to be healthy for us, and will have us playing on a consistent basis, which we, you know, we will have six games, and more than likely, if we weren't playing, we would have probably played three. So it's for me a healthy situation.
Okay, let's open it up to the floor now. There's the microphone right there. Do you have questions for either of our three participants here at the head table? Question, just raise your hand. Right here, Dan.
Thank you. This is for any of you. The whole idea of playing home in Canada takes on a different meaning with how many different nations are represented. What do you guys have to do as a team to kind of win over the home fans? And the Ecuador game was a perfect example, whether they will have been more Ecuadorian fans than Canadian fans. What do you guys have to do to win over the hometown crowd and get them on Canada's side as the competition moves forward?
I think we just have the results. When you're winning games, that's when obviously, you know, you get the supporters jumping on the bandwagon. So, I mean, we're good support now, but, you know, obviously it'll improve, hopefully, once we get results and get some momentum. But
just to follow up, is it frustrating at all that sometimes you feel like you're not playing at home when you are?
Yeah, of course. You try to block it out, you know, you got to be professional and play, but it doesn't work right at times, but it's something that you just have to deal with and know that it'll improve.
Do you have any thoughts from you on that?
Well, I think pretty much the exact same way. Sometimes it's a little bit frustrating when you've got a whole game and it's kind of, you know, 50-50 or more leaning towards the other team. Like Simon said, you just have to, you know, be focused and try to, you know, get a good result. And the more results, I guess, the better for the team. And,
Stephen, as a follow-up to that, part of this debate that Dan brings up, there's an element in this country that says we should get away from playing in a big city because that's where the supporters will show up.
My question.
Yeah. Play in faraway places, whether it be in Atlantic Canada or a smaller center somewhere. What is your philosophy on that heading into the next round, perhaps, where you might see Hondurans and Panamanians and Cubans show up?
Well, I don't really want to talk about the next round, but let's put it in the context of what we're speaking about. Those nations you're talking about, I don't care where we play, they're coming. Right? That's a fact. I've been in Canada since 1980. They're coming. They are passionate about their country, and they're coming. So for me, we have to get the job done. And those people who have supported us and continue to support us, we applaud them. And if there are people out there that are waiting until something happens, then we're going to have to make that something happen, and then you're going to have to prove to us that that's what you were waiting for.
Well said. Questions? Right here. Neil Davidson.
Thank you. Stephen, how do you prepare for a team that you really don't know much about? Do you just focus on what your team is doing? Have you been scouring YouTube for St. Lucia highlights? How do you prepare for this squad?
I spoke to some of my my ex-teammates and coaches in the Caribbean. But, you know, ever since I took over this team, we have focused on us, what we do well. When you play soccer, if you focus too much on the opponent, what happens is it takes away from your own game. And we've been working very hard on the part of the game that we control, which is when we have the ball, etc. So we will continue to do that, and of course you scout the opposition for certain things, but we continue to build on our qualities and what we do well.
Just as a follow-up, this St. Lucia team, do you know, are they all local players? Are there any players who play professionally?
There would largely be a local squad. There'll probably be a couple of players in your league, etc. But I think it will largely be a local squad. I don't know what their preparation has been. They haven't played a lot of games, but they might have been preparing or training, you know, five times a week as a club.
Follow up on that a little bit. When you get in a game situation that you're discovered during the game that the right back is in a real weak spot, you can talk about after that, you have the player to recognize that as well.
So once the game starts, I'm over. I think it was Atiba, actually. I can't remember where we were, and I was screaming, and he came in the dressing room, and he said, "You realize we can't hear a damn thing you're saying." You know, it's up to them. We sort of train to have a good eye for your immediate opponent, and then to get that message across. Of course, I tried. The nearest player next to me always gets it in the ear, but it's really up to them to read it.
Okay. Questions on the floor? Anybody else got any questions? Back row.
Hi, Steve. I'm fully aware of the situation, but I know they're looking at you to leave. But it's not an underdog thing. I hope you realize that defensively, that is where the difference is going to be for Canada. Did you give that any consideration in terms of your defense? That's the only area of concern.
Yeah, I mean, we had 3 days together. We had specific, every day had a theme on what we need to do, etc. So, you know, I think we are prepared. We have a light day tomorrow, but of course we have been working on things that we have already identified, but it's not a club. We identified it back in, when was it, July, and now I have to wait until Monday in late August to get over it with the players and work on it. So, of course, we put as much as we can into 3 days of training, and hopefully it comes together.
Okay. Other questions from the floor? Go ahead, John. We get a microphone to John here.
Stephen, it's not often, be it in Gold Cup or World Cup qualifying, that Canada isn't the overwhelming favorite in its group. So in this case, is that an advantage, disadvantage?
We haven't even discussed that. As far as we're concerned, we're not even considering that. The format is simple. You have to win. It's training. The last 3 days have been all business. Great enthusiasm, great passion. You know, when needed, some light-hearted times. And overall, we've approached this like we've approached any other game. Now, of course, there's always good days and bad days. No, there's no getting away from that. It's like any other job. But we have not spoken at all about being overwhelming favorites or anything. We are not trusting any sort of discussion like that at all.
Other questions? Right here.
Is it a problem for you, time adjustment, go from Europe to North America, from North America to Europe 3 times?
It can be, I guess. But you just get used to it. You know, you have to adjust quickly, and you know, you have to make sure you rest. high intensity you can. So it's something that you just have to get on. Okay, other questions? Okay, well then we will move along. The next step along the way, we'll have one-on-one. But first, why don't we have an opportunity for a photo op here with the three guys. Oh. Just a reminder, the video of today's news conference will be available at canadasoccer.com for those of you wishing to access it there. And after we get the photo op complete here, the three participants will be available for one-on-one. We're going to steal Simeon for 5 minutes, but then he'll be third door. Thank you all for coming out, and remember, kickoff Friday night at 8 p.m.